Great to have your company on Sports Day, Thursday night. Mark Rennings in for Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby in the chair. We're talking football, and the Fremantle Dockers are just about ready to roll to their Gold Coast hub next week. It's been a long wait and still some uncertainty for both our WA clubs heading east, but footy is finally back, and one man on the line, I'm sure, can't wait for it to restart. Bartley Banfield joins us from the Freo Dockers. Good evening, Bartley.
G'day, guys.
Great to have you on board, and let's break this down in terms of how prepared this group, your group, is to go to the Gold Coast. We know that we hear that there's a truck full of assortments, surfboards, guitars, you name it, ready to head across the Nullarbor. Is that all true?
Yep, yeah, it is. It was a busy night last night, realising at the last minute that, oh no, the truck's going tomorrow, so we're going to have to pack up some stuff and take it into the club this morning. But yeah, that's all on its way over now, so that's exciting, and hopefully it's waiting there when we get there.
What about for you personally? Any special requests that you wanted taken over?
I took over some golf clubs and some tennis rackets as well. So I'm not too sure where the approval is for those sports at the moment, but hopefully when we're over there, we get a chance to go out and get out of the hotel for a little bit.
What about fishing rods? I haven't heard much about fishing rods. Has that been something that's been spoken about?
No, not sure. I haven't heard much either. I don't think I saw any fishing rods this morning getting in the truck, but maybe.
What is the feeling amongst the group? I'm sure Justin Longmuir and those above him, including Simon Garlick and Peter Bell, from an administrative point of view, talking up the opportunity that your young group has. Is that the feeling, that as opposed to a bit of uncertainty and anxiety about going into a hub, that there's a potential upside to all this?
Yeah, definitely. We're really excited to go, and I think just excited to have footy back, and just knowing as well when footy's coming back and when we can get going again is a weight off the mind, I guess. It was hard with the uncertainty and not knowing when we were going back or if we were going to go back. So it's pretty exciting to be able to have a set goal in mind now and be working towards that. And we've got a big session tomorrow, which will be the next step towards getting ready to play. So we'll get through that, and then we're pretty much on the plane early next week. So it's real exciting.
Hopefully Cam McCarthy is on that plane. What's the latest today? More testing? Have you heard anything?
He's out of hospital now, I think, so which is really positive, and really happy to hear that. And I think he's going all right. So I'm not exactly sure as to the details, and I wasn't actually there when it happened either, so can't really comment too much, but we're happy that he's out of hospital and doing okay.
Absolutely, and his health, as with every player in that scenario, is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
It's been mentioned a fair bit. Jesse's working his way back, and everyone knows it's a bit of a long haul, as Justin Longmuir suggested not so long ago. Hasn't actually trained properly for about 12 months, really, and hasn't played a lot of footy. So no huge expectations, but he seems like he's in a good space.
Yeah, he's been in my group for most of the... We've been training in smaller groups of seven, and he's been in my groups for most of that, and he's looking really good, and it's great to have him out in training and when we're doing match sim and whatnot, and he's looking really dangerous as a forward. So, yeah, definitely he's a massive talent, so if we can have him out on the park, that'll be a massive, massive tick for us.
What about Luke Belente? How's his progress been? Nathan Fyfe talking about him recently in glowing terms. Is he one that we could see earlier rather than later this season?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a really, really good player, and we haven't seen too much of him because last year he was pretty interrupted with injury, but he's definitely coming on, and I think if he gets his chance, he'll definitely take it and play some really good footy.
It's a long time ago now, but round one, you picked up 12 disposals against the Bombers, obviously the team going down by a goal. Your role, as opposed to last year and previous years under Ross Lyon, have you noticed, or do you, in that short sample size, do you feel that there might be a slightly different role for you in 2020 under Justin Longmuir?
Yeah, definitely. We've got really defined roles as a forward group, and I've been playing as sort of that high pressure forward, and being in that role to find a bit of footy and link up with the deeper forwards, but also get up the ground and and play up the ground a little bit more, and not really having that purely defensive mindset, which has been really good. And then also been pinch hitting as a tall occasionally as well when we need, which has been good fun as well.
If you kick those balls straight, I reckon there's 30 goals in the offering for a player like yourself. You just got to get them through the big sticks. You're getting plenty of opportunities. What about
the very nice
Lions? Have you had a good look at them yet?
We've sort of been talking about them a little bit in our meetings, but I think a big part of having those couple of months off, we're really focusing on our style of footy and how we want to play before we get too much into the details with what they're going to do. So when we're over in the Gold Coast, we'll definitely have some meetings and get into a bit more detail about them. But for the moment, we're just trying to reintegrate ourselves into the game plan and get a bit of familiarity back with footy and how we want to play as well.
Now, Bailey, I normally don't ask personal questions, so I'm a bit nervous with this one, but at the start of the pandemic, now, correct me if I'm wrong, and this story was incorrect, but you and your partner at the time, and I'm praying that you're still together, decided to spend some time apart just to make sure that the health of each other was taken care of. How has that all transpired?
Yeah, we did. That was sort of a directive from the club to try to limit the potential exposure that we had to coronavirus, because the message from the AFL at that point was that if anyone gets it, we'll shut down for a month. So I really didn't want to be that bloke that potentially shut the whole AFL down. And because she was still working and catching public transport to go to work, she was sort of in that little bit riskier category. So just really trying to, I guess, tick all the boxes and make sure that we're doing everything right. So it was only a sacrifice for a week or two in the end, but she was really awesome through that, and she understood and was really supportive. And we're still together, luckily.
I'm so relieved with that answer, by the way.
The other good news yesterday was the ability for some of the fringe players, hopefully it's not you, that get the opportunity now to play in a scratch match. That's a big thing, isn't it? Because the mental health for a lot of these players that aren't playing on a regular basis is going to be massive this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think just being able to feel like you can still put your best foot forward, because during the week, if you've only got one main training session and a lot of that is gearing up towards the next game, it can be hard to, I think it'd almost be a little bit more like the NFL, where your seconds players don't really have that secondary leg, which can be quite challenging. So it's really, really important to be able to play games of footy when you're not selected for the first team. Particularly, I think, if you get later in the season and it's been 4, 5, 6 months since you've actually played a game of footy and you get thrown straight into a important game late in the season, that's always going to be a challenge. So being able to get some reps in and get some run in the legs will be pretty good for our second stint.
Yeah, exciting time ahead for everyone at the Fremantle Football Club and football in general, Bailey. We do appreciate you spending some time with us here on Sports Day. Enjoy the trek across to the Gold Coast. Importantly, let's hope you come back with a few victories next to your name and get this season up and running for the Dockers.
That's the plan. Thanks very much, guys.